In this bulletin, the federal government pushes for a national rollout of the cashless debit card. Fires continue to burn across Queensland and South Australia. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal wins the men's US Open singles title. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie says she'll support the government's plan to drug test welfare recipients, but only if politicians submit to the same test. The Morrison government will reintroduce two lapsed pieces of legislation targeting Newstart and Youth Allowance recipients when Parliament sits this week. It's the first gathering after the long winter break. Senator Lambie is likely to hold the deciding vote, but she says if the government wants her support, politicians must also commit to periodic drug testing.
It's taking you way too long. Get it moving. I'm happy to support the drug testing of welfare recipients. I want to see the politicians up there grow a spine, and you don't go and put something on someone else that you don't expect to put on yourself.
An SBS investigation has revealed a Melbourne man posing as an Australian MP deceived a displaced Syrian family into paying him almost $10,000 with assurances he would get the family asylum in Australia because of his political connections. The affected family is the Absi family, which fled conflict in Syria to Saudi Arabia in 2016. Nur al-Absi found a Facebook group in May last year, and the organiser, Australian Munza Kedar, said he could help the family successfully apply for a visa because of his connections. Over the following year, Mr. Kedar persuaded the desperate family to make at least 8 payments, which he said would enable their visa application to continue. Ms. al-Absi says she's speaking out because she wants to prevent others from repeating her family's mistake.
It was a very negative experience. My family collapsed. I'm an educated person. I was in university before the war started. I really hate that he made a fool out of me. He made me look stupid.
Bushfires continue to burn across Queensland. However, authorities believe the state is past the worst of it. Dozens of buildings and homes have been damaged by the blazes, with 65 still burning across Queensland. Initial investigations show only one was lit deliberately by young children, with most attributed to high temperatures, strong winds and dry drought conditions. Authorities believe most, if not all, of the fires will be contained by Wednesday. Queensland Fire and Emergency Services Acting Commissioner Mike Wassey is urging all Queenslanders to be bushfire ready.
Everyone needs a fire plan, because the reality, whether you live in the bush or you commute through the bush, whether you recreate in the bush, you need to have a fire plan, and that will depend on your individual circumstances. It's very natural for people that live in bushland areas to have kind of like a pre-packed arrangement and a plan, whether they're leaving early and what they take with them. But we need people right across Queensland to be tuned into the bushfire risk, not just this season, but as an ongoing event for us.
In tennis, Spain's Rafael Nadal has become the US Open men's singles champion for the fourth time in his career. Nadal defeated Russia's Dani Medvedev 7-5, 6-3, 5-7, 4-6, 6-4 in a final which lasted close to 5 hours. The Spaniard needed to fight hard for the 19th Grand Slam title, with Medvedev coming close from two sets down to level the score. An emotional Nadal paid tribute to his opponent after the match.
The way that he was able to fight, to change the rhythm of the match was just incredible. So well done to you, well done to your great team that you have there, and all the very best for the future. I'm sure you will have many more chances to win here, so all the best. Well, difficult to speak. Have been one of the most emotional nights in my tennis career, you know, with that video, with all the support that all of you guys have been just amazing.
Let's check out Tuesday's weather. It's partly cloudy in Perth. It's sunny in Adelaide, 17. It's cloudy in Melbourne, 15. 16 degrees for Hobart, partly cloudy as well. It's going to be sunny in Canberra and 16. Cloudy in Wollongong, 17. The same for Newcastle, with a shower or two in Sydney. Cloudy in 18. Sunny in Brisbane, 25. Fine weather in Cairns, 28. And also sunny in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.